Okay, since we're talking about Trump, I've largely tried to avoid all of the stories that have come out about Trump. You haven't heard me talk about any of the books, any of the salacious releases, former staffers talking about this or talking about that. You haven't heard me talk about any of that stuff because, first of all, I really don't want to help Trump spread his platform. And I truly believe that anything negative that is said only enforces his support on the part of his diehards. So I'd rather just kind of ignore it and hope that it goes away quietly. But this is one that I couldn't ignore. The other reason I ignore the books and everything else is because so often those claims are they're not backed up, and it's so easy for whoever is being whoever the charges are against, or the revelations are about, can so easily say, oh, they were motivated by profit and just trying to sell a book or whatever. So it's really hard to get down to any level of truth. And again, I think you're just playing into Trump's hands. He wants to be seen as the martyr. He wants to be attacked. These all play into the narrative that he has created. So that's why you don't see a lot of that here on this show. I've been trying to ignore it. But I can't ignore it when he is literally destroying the party. Literally destroying it. And the party still can't break free. It is remarkable to watch. It's shocking to watch. Wow, here's a story if you didn't catch it. This is Trump tells Republicans not to vote, but Utah's GOP leader isn't worried. Okay, so this is from the Tribune. On Wednesday, former President Donald Trump sent out a statement urging Republicans not to vote if the Republican Party does not somehow solve alleged voter fraud. Now, the alleged was not put in there by Trump, right? And of course, this says Trump has falsely blamed fraud for his loss to Joe Biden. I wouldn't say falsely. I would say he has blamed it without any evidence. That's just me. So this is the statement from President Trump. If we don't solve the presidential election fraud of 2020, which we have thoroughly and conclusively documented, what a load of nonsense. Nonsense. He says Republicans will not be voting in the 22 or 24 election. It is the single most important thing for Republicans to do. Wow. Wow. How can Republicans not see that this man is the death of your party? He is the death of your control. There is already some pretty conclusive evidence that those two elections that happened in Virginia that people thought would probably go to Republicans. There's some pretty conclusive evidence that they went to Democrats largely because Trump told people to stay home. So his plan here is to cause Republicans to lose power, and somehow that's going to resolve voter fraud. It is so warped. Shouldn't his message be get out and vote like crazy so that we can get in power and then we can prove election fraud? we can get our own people in office and then we can prove election fraud. You know, even if there was widespread election fraud, this is a non-answer because those people, if they did put in election fraud, they're loving this. Because you haven't proven they've done it. You've provided no evidence. You have documented nothing. And now, so there's no accountability to those who have created voter fraud. And now you're saying, we're just not going to vote. So I guess the people who have perpetuated the fraud can stay in office. It's freaking genius, right? You couldn't ask for more if you're a Democrat. I just think about this. When you add up that the actions of Democrats, Trump and many other Democrats, are leading people not to vote and are leading people not to get vaccinated and they're dying. So his presidency is literally equaling the death of the Republican Party's power and the death of Republicans. Man, if I am a Democrat, I am sitting back applauding this man. It is so mind-boggling. And you know what's crazy? Republicans are not challenging this. So the state GOP Utah Republican Party chairman says he's not worried Trump's call to not cast a ballot will have an impact on his party's chances next year. He says, in Utah, we will always strive to encourage voters and drive voter turnout. We will continue to elect Republicans. But when asked about Trump's call to solve an election fraud problem that there is no proof to support, he sidestepped the question and said election integrity should always be top priority in any election. Without faith in the election system, our country falls apart. We plan on making voter turnout, caucus attendance, candidate training, and winning races our top priority in 2020. I'm sorry, Mr. Jorgensen. You cannot tell me that election integrity is your top priority. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that you believe that without faith in the election system, our country falls apart. You can't tell me that. I do not accept this. And I believe that the fraud is in your answer. The greatest threat to faith in our election system, in perhaps the history of our nation, is Donald J. Trump. And instead of calling him out, you give this non-answer, this ridiculous statement, and you continue either through your silence or whatever to allow that man to cause people to lose faith in our electoral system without evidence. You don't care about faith in the election system. If you did, you would be the loudest voice against anybody on either side of the aisle crying election fraud without evidence to support it. And as far as I'm concerned, every elected Republican on the planet who is not speaking out against the man who is destroying faith in our election system, you are complicit in the act. And you are doing it because you are afraid of losing power. You are doing it because you know that if you criticize this man, even though this is one of the most heinous things that has ever happened from the White House or a former White House, you know that you will lose, which means you are choosing your position over what is right. And you're choosing it over people's faith in our election system. This is why I left the party. This is why you all need to be replaced. And I extend this to every elected Republican at any level. You must, for the sake of our nation, you must call this out for what it is. Not because it means you're going to keep your job, but because it means we're going to keep our country. You must call it out. If you do not, then you have sold your soul. And I issue this challenge to every single elected Republican on the face of the earth. Either present your evidence or call out the man who is destroying faith in the election. Those are your two choices as far as I'm concerned. If you are going to continue to stand by in silence and allow this to happen, then you are complicit. And you should be painted with those claims. Stand up. Show your documentation. Show the suspicion. And fight for election integrity with facts and truth. Or call out the greatest threat to democracy of our time. That is the choice I put before you. And I will meet you in any forum. I will provide any resource that I have for you to present your evidence of election fraud. But up to this point, you've got nothing. And then you want to tell me, quote, election integrity should always be top priority in any election. Without faith in the election system, our country falls apart. I just want to throw up. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And it's evil. It is evil. Absolutely evil. Todd Barton has just liked the stream. We can tell that. See, it appears on the screen. Thanks, Todd. Darren says, you go, Jay. David giving me applause. Thank you. It's time. And as an American people, we have to demand that every elected Republican stand up and decide now what is most important to them. Truth or power? Truth or power? Which one is more important to you? And I mean every elected Republican. If you have no evidence of election fraud, then you should be willing to lose your job today for truth. And if you're not willing to do that, then you don't care about this country. You don't care about the Constitution. You don't care about what is right. You have become everything that you probably ran for and everything that you fought against. So every one of you listening tonight, everybody who will hear this podcast, I challenge you to reach out to your Republican leaders, and I mean at every level, state level, at every level, and ask them to renounce these claims or present evidence. And if they got evidence, let's put it out there and let's shout it from the rooftops. But they don't, my friends. They don't. They're afraid of one man. Democracy is hinging on one person right now. Okay, Jenny says, amen. Trump should be diagnosed as narcissistic psychopath. He only cares for himself and his ego. He doesn't care for anyone else. You know, I had this conversation the other day with somebody. I truly believe that Trump believes it. I don't think in his heart he's lying. I think that he believes it 100%. But that doesn't change anything for me. It doesn't change a thing. Darren says, you're sounding more and more like a libertarian. Come join the dark side, Jay. Hey, there's a part of me that is libertarian. There is absolutely a part of me that is. And I am looking for a new home, but I haven't looked in your direction. Wow. This is where we're at, my friends. We have got to send the message before it's too late. And here's the thing, one of the other thoughts that I would share with you is that we outnumber them. We feel like we have to participate in this two-party system. We don't. There are more independents in this nation than there are Republicans or Democrats. We don't have to play their games. We do have to realize that we have great power, and somebody has got to bring us together to exercise that power. I may have mentioned this the other night. It's like that moment in Bug's life when the ants realize they outnumber the grasshoppers. This is that time to realize that the ants outnumber the donkeys and the elephants. For sure. Let's see. Orion says there's a little bit of porcupine in Jay. Jenny says, which seems more dangerous now that you point that out. Scary. Yeah. We can do this. I'm not going to go down without a fight. I don't think you will. But it's going to take, I mean, you think in Utah. We cannot just allow this to happen because there is an R behind our name. Because I've called out elected officials, but who puts them in power? In a representative government, ultimately the blame falls on those who are represented. Now, I give people a pass because they've been lied to and manipulated for years. They've been divided purposefully. They are steered by fear, hatred, and anger so that they can be played and manipulated by the two parties. And I understand how easy it is to fall into that trap. There must be an awakening here, my friends. There must be. And that has to happen with us, because clearly our representatives aren't going to do that. And you know what? If our representatives felt like they could get by, I mean, think about this. They feel like they can't call out the man who is destroying faith in our electoral process. They can't call him out because their constituents will get rid of them. It's frightening. It is frightening.